250-600. We've got a full studio, some fantastic guests. You're going to learn about some interesting companies doing interesting things, talk a little bit about current events, and we're going to talk about some great organizations that are being benefited by some upcoming programs coming up in our Chicago small business community. So that's right. You're listening to Get Down to Business. And first up on the program, I'm thrilled to be joined by our returning guest, Tom Mirabali.
Hello, hello.
It's great to have you here, Tom. Last time we had you on the air, we talked a little bit about generally about your business, and I guess a little bit about why you're so passionate about what you do. But since that time, there's been a lot about your industry in the news, hasn't there?
Correct.
Yeah. So there have been, for some of our listeners that have not been following, there's a bill that's out there. Who knows if it will move anywhere, but a health care bill. What are your thoughts on the matter?
I hope it does move a lot further than it is, because right now the current plan is imploding and prices are going through the roof, and people just can't take this. This is just too much.
So we're out of the period of open enrollment. Bottom line, there is, many people call it Obamacare, but the Affordable Care Act, and their open enrollment ended March 31st, I believe.
Correct.
Okay, so right now, for somebody that's looking for insurance, what options do they have?
Well, there is a special enrollment provision through the Affordable Care Act, and that is if you get divorced, from the decree of the divorce, you've got 30 days to get into an Affordable Care Act plan. If you have a baby, you've got 30 days after the birth of the child. Or if you change your zip code and move, you've got 30 days from when you actually start residing in a different zip code. That's what's called a special enrollment provision. Outside of that, you're going to have to wait till October 15th of this year, 2017, to enroll into a health insurance plan.
So, Tom, pardon my ignorance over here, but for folks that might be listening, our listening area is beyond Illinois. Tell us a little bit about the differences between insurance coverage in multiple states. And I know there's been a lot of talk in the debate about healthcare, about the healthcare bills regarding purchasing coverage across state lines. What is insurance in Indiana any cheaper than in Illinois?
Some spots it is, depending upon where your zip code is. And if you live in Indiana, it is a lot cheaper. If you live in Wisconsin, it's cheaper. If you live in Michigan, it's cheaper.
And currently not possible to purchase an Indiana plan while you're living.
Not unless you live there.
Okay.
And I can't sell it to you, so don't buy it. Okay. Wait a minute. Don't move. Wait a minute. Stay here.
Okay. Well, interesting. So, Tom, you've been busy. Tell us a little bit about some of the major plans that you've been focused on and some of the where the peak interest is right now.
Well, the peak interest, where I'm getting a lot of calls from, is that I offer plans that are not in compliance with the Affordable Care Act, as well as plans that are in compliance. But the plans that I'm offering are short-term major medical plans, and these plans do not carry maternity coverage, whereas the Affordable Care Act, it's a mandate that you have to have maternity coverage. So I'm dealing with prices that are substantially different.
Give us some examples.
Well, I've got, a 48-year-old woman who's a smoker up on the north side. She purchased a plan, 100% plan, $2,500 deductible on a short-term major medical policy for $183 a month. If she went and had an Affordable Care Act plan, that's $675 a month. So a substantial difference.
So why wouldn't somebody do it? What does out of compliance mean?
Okay, well, compliance means that you have to have an Affordable Care Act plan which has all the mandates, maternity, sickness riders, pre-existing condition riders, et cetera, et cetera. Those are starting to get very, very costly. Okay. Now, when we have on a short-term major medical plan, there's like 7 underwriting questions. So not everybody can get the plan. If I have an insulin-dependent diabetic, you cannot get the short-term major medical plan. That is a pre-existing condition. If you go with the Affordable Care Act, you have insulin-dependent diabetes, you can get insurance.
Was this missed in the bill? Because clearly there's a need, and clearly you're addressing that need. Are there consequences to you as the person selling these plans, or what's going to happen if when people file their tax returns? Hopefully people have filed over the past few months, and perhaps it's reported that they don't have a plan that's compliant with the Affordable Care Act.
Well, the question on the plan is, do you have health insurance? It does not say do you have the Affordable Care Act, blah blah blah. So, but to be rock bottom and just covering everything, you are susceptible to a 2.5% penalty of your adjusted gross income, or $695 per adult for not having an Affordable Care Act program.
Interesting. Okay. So give us some other examples of folks that have benefited from this innovative and creative approach to ensuring that they have coverage, and they definitely can check off that box that, yes, indeed, they have coverage.
Yes.
And they're getting the lowest price possible.
True.
Okay.
Right. So higher deductible, lower the price.
Okay. So you mentioned our smoker friend from North Side. Who else?
Well, one of the things that I really have to tell you is that as you get older on the Affordable Care Act, it's really going to go up a little bit higher. Now, this person is a 58-year-old female smoker, and she's at $900 under the Obamacare plans. Under the short-term major medical plan, she's at $270 per month. So you can kind of see right off the bat, the 48-year-old was $183 on the short-term. This one is 58, and she's at $269. But they both tell me, we can't have children anymore. So why do I want maternity coverage?
Right.
That's a big selling point.
So you're getting the plan that you need, nothing more, nothing less. You're getting the coverage that you need, but you're not getting the coverage that you don't need. So you're not gonna pay a premium for that.
That is correct.
Tom, so I view you, again, we're talking with Tom Mirabali, an expert on we're talking a lot about the medical conditions, and we're talking a lot about insurance. You know, Tom, I know you sell Blue Cross Blue Shield, but I know that you are an independent broker, meaning that you are able to work with anybody. And again, as you've been saying, find the right solution for everybody. And I view you as an expert on the subject, which is why I want to ask you again to help us demystify the terms that are being thrown around as this debate has been going on around the country. There's a particular focus on states like here in Illinois.
Sure.
And there's been terms thrown around like high risk pools and states that will be participating. Explain some of those things and what choices our governor, Bruce Rauner, has to make, as well as governors in positions like his.
Well, for Illinois, let's tap on Illinois right off the bat. And I've been an advocate of having all of the state, county, municipal workers, including the tollway, including the state police, municipal police, fire people, all of that, placing them on health savings accounts. It's a high deductible plan, just like the individual health the individual health
insurance. And through your office, you sell health saving account PPOs?
All the time.
Okay.
98% of my business are health savings accounts. But my point is that all of these people, their jobs, they do wonderful jobs. That's not the point. It's just that the taxpayers is paying the bill for the health insurance and the benefit, let's call it like that. So you some of these people can have a $250 deductible, $500 deductible, because the group plans, not individual, these group plans are not in compliance with the Affordable Care Act. So these people can have themselves a $250 deductible, a $500 deductible. Most of them have over 9 people in their group, so they have to have maternity coverage for everybody. But we're paying substantial rates, like $1,100, $1,200 a month per person for a 50-year-old fireman or firewoman and Chicago Police Department personnel. The Chicago Teachers Union, I've had a commercial, actually you just aired the commercial, that if the Teachers Union ended up just going with the health savings account, I could save hundreds of millions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, by having all of these people go on health savings accounts.
Sure. And Tom, we're running out of time, but
yes.
But you have mentioned to me in the past that these health savings accounts, which again, as you said, is a huge part of the business that you do, for good reason, because it allows for voluntary contributions that are tax-free and in full compliance with the IRS.
Correct.
And tax deductible, tax deferred, it's all good. So lots of good options. Tom Mirabali, I want to make sure our listeners know how to reach you to talk more about the creative and innovative solutions that your office has to offer, and schedule a chat with you.
Yeah, they can reach me at 630-863-3477. But one of the things that I've been also working on are small groups, because you have to remember that when you get into
pull them together.
Once you get into these individual plans, a lot of doctors and hospitals will not take the individual plans. They won't be in the network. When you go into a group plan, you're going to have a wider choice of doctors and hospitals.
Lots of solutions available. Our friend,
yes,
Tom Mirabali, an expert, his website, healthinsuranceplanschicago.com, or give him a call, 630-863-3477, 630-863-3477. 3477. Coming up on Get Down to Business, we will be talking with Chad Broderick of the John Buck Company about an upcoming event taking place in just a very short amount of time, just a few weeks, June 15th. You won't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
Dig it.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. We are the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. And I'm your host, Shalom Klein. I'm thrilled to be joined here in studio by Chad Broderick from the John Buck Company. Chad, it's a pleasure to have you here in studio to talk about the company, but in particular to talk about your upcoming event to benefit charitable organizations. Chad, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Yeah, thanks for hosting me again.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the upcoming event coming up June 15th at the beautiful Merchandise Mart. We've spoken to you guys before. And tell us a little bit about the beneficiary of this very important event.
Yeah, so this year we're hosting the 29th annual Spring Fling, which is an annual sponsorship or event that we host for organizations throughout the Chicagoland area that focus on young childhood education. So this year, June 15th, as Shalom said, 5:30 p.m., we're hosting at the Merchandise Mart Plaza. There are still sponsorships and tickets available. We can get you more of that information at tjbc.com. Tickets themselves are $150 each. And then the beneficiary this year is By the Hand Club for Kids. By the Hand Club is an organization that we've had a relationship with for a handful of years. No pun intended. But we are happy to provide them with the beneficiary dollars that will be raised through the event. Just looking backwards, last year's sponsor was or beneficiary was Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
I remember we spoke about that last year on the program. And how did the event go?
The event was the highest raising event or highest raising Spring Fling we've ever hosted, raising over $932,000.
Well, let's beat that number this year.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. So 3,200 people attended the event last year. We expect at least that many this year. In addition to nearly 120 corporate sponsors.
So let's talk briefly about the history of the event. When did it get started, and why is your company, the John Buck Company, so committed to this thing that's philanthropic, really probably a distraction from typical work at the office, but clearly a very good cause?
Yeah, that's a good note. The Spring Fling is an employee-run event every year, so we do have to spend a lot of hours kind of prepping each year. But the Civic Involvement Committee that kind of runs the event has donated over $12.5 million to 370 organizations since 1994. And it really starts at the top with John Buck and his desire to continue to help young, underprivileged Chicago youth in providing funds for education. So like I said earlier, this is the 29th annual. About 29 years ago, John Buck and a handful of the principals of the organization were sitting around the dinner table, you know, celebrating a good investment on the real estate that they recently purchased, and passed around a hat saying that, you know, portion of the funds or portion of our dollars created should go to a good charity. And then it just kind of sprung from there. And so here we are 29 years later, targeting $1 million for By the Hands.
You're going to do it. We're going to help you. So it's exciting because right now folks that can buy their tickets before June 1st, I believe they're going to save a little bit of money on those ticket sales. Prices are reasonable for an awesome event of great food, great fun, and of course a great cause. How much are tickets and where can people buy them?
Yeah, so $150 each until June 1st, as Shalom said. After June 1st, they increased to $175. So reach out to tjbc.com. There's a Spring Fling icon there. Or you can call us at 312-441-4105.
The John Buck Company hotline. During regular business hours, probably other things being taken care of at the office. But really impressive, as you said, employee-run philanthropy and charitable involvement. But to fully appreciate the reach of this event, I think it's interesting. I was taking a peek before the show at your 2016 sponsors for the event, and the John Buck Company, as you said, your founder John Buck, certainly a well known name and a well regarded name in the Chicago business community and beyond. And you've been able to draw pretty substantial sponsors and pretty major companies that you guys have worked with in the past. And all that contributes to, as you said, that the goal of $1 million for the event. Tell us a little bit about the company and the culture in the company and sort of what you do. And I you already gave a great description of why the employees are into this. But as a company, the reach that you have has really contributed to this event as well.
Yeah, I think it starts with real estate being a relationship business. And the relationships that we've built over the years has really allowed Spring Fling to flourish as an event. So as you said, you know, some of the larger general contractors, architects, banks have all been sponsors of the Spring Fling in years past. So organizations like Fifth Third, BMO, JP Morgan, Lend-Lease Construction, they have been significant beneficiaries or providers to the beneficiary in years past, and we continue to value those relationships for future years as well.
So when you're not involved in the Spring Fling, what are you up to, Chad?
Yeah, so I'm a vice president at the firm, focused both on development and investment. The John Buck Company, which has been around since 1981, has focused on urban infill development and investment, so focused on a lot of the high-rise towers, both on the office and residential side.
Exclusively in Chicago?
Chicago is kind of our backyard and the place where we're most familiar with the real estate landscape. We have made investments in global markets, but mostly a focus on the large national markets, New York, D.C., San Francisco, L.A. as well.
And I would be remiss if having you here in studio as we just finished a fantastic conversation with our friend Tom Arbali, talking a little bit about the state of healthcare, I guess. But let's talk just very briefly about the state of sort of the real estate market in Chicago. And I realize you're sort of involved in the high rise and the pretty major developments. Do you see further growth and investment in Chicago? I mean, right now it's almost summertime. You start to see all the orange cones coming out. You see the cranes and the bulldozers. Lots of changes in the loop commercial market.
Yeah, visually you can see all the cranes in the sky, and you may think that, you know, there's a lot of construction going on. You know, what our mayor has done very well at is attracting a lot of businesses and young professionals to the downtown, which has really spurred a lot of that development. So I think we still have probably another year to see if we are building too much, but a lot of the demand is currently justifying the supply that's going up.
I found it fascinating watching the news and seeing the companies that are moving from the Chicagoland suburbs and moving into the city. A lot of attention has been given to the governor's poaching from other states, but it's actually fascinating, as you were saying, about the mayor, and he's really drawing from his neighbors and from around the state of Illinois, and it'll be interesting to see whether that continues. And as you said, are we you know, with the buildings that are taking place, how occupied they will be, and how long they will be, how long some of these companies will call Chicago home. It certainly helps our employment community as well. So enough about business. Back to the philanthropy, the Spring Fling, the John Buck Company's Spring Fling event right around the corner. Chad, we're running out of time, but I want to make sure you share again the date, website, as well as the phone line where people can buy their tickets. And I believe sponsorships are still available for a short period of time.
Yeah, so June 15th at the Merchandise Mart, 5:30 p.m. You can get your tickets, $150 before June 1st at tjbc.com or at 312-441-4105. And if you can't make the event, we also have big draw raffle tickets, a 50-50 raffle, $100 a ticket.
And one more time for our listeners that missed it in the beginning of the program, the dollars that being raised are going to are going where and to benefit I guess, benefit who?
Yeah, so By the Hand Club for Kids, located kind of throughout the city in the Austin, Cabrini Green, and Englewood areas, currently serving over 1,200 kids by serving meals, teaching classes, helping with student activities.
Awesome. Fantastic. What a great event. We're thrilled to have you back on again. Chad Broderick from the John Buck Company. It's great to have you back here in the studio talking about a great cause. I hope to see all of our guests at the Spring Fling on June 15th. Coming up after the break, we're going to continue our conversation about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. Plus, as a bonus for all of you listeners that tune in, through the rest of the show, we will be sharing some tips on how to be an excellent manager. That's right, something that everybody can benefit from, a tip on how to be a better small business owner, a better employer. We'll be right back after this quick break. You're listening to Get Down to Business. Welcome back to Get Down to Business. We are the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship, powered by our friends at Tandem HR. What a fantastic lineup of guests. Learned about health insurance, learned about some fantastic causes, and now we're going to learn about a small business based outside of state lines, but not too far away. Paula, welcome to Get Down to Business. First time on the air, but hopefully not the last.
I hope not, Shalom. It's nice. Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. D&M Imaging. Tell us a little bit about that.
D&M Imaging is a professional photo printer. We are a small business out of Crown Point, Indiana.
Crown Point, Indiana. Fantastic. And how long have you been in business?
We started in 2004 with D&M Imaging, and that's the professional side of our business. So if you're a professional photographer, you want to look us up because we have great service and great quality. But we also run a little retail business called OneClickPix.com. That's OneClickPix.com.
I love it. Fantastic. And, of course, we'll make sure that we talk about some examples of some of your happy customers, because I know you've been doing this for quite a while. But you're joined here in studio by your husband, Mike. You made the trip out over here. Happy Mother's Day to you. And you guys are in business together.
We are. We live together and we work together.
And you're doing it with a smile on your face.
And we're also best friends.
Well, hey, all of the above. That's fantastic. That's great. So a lot of businesses, I've always been fascinated by how businesses are formed. And you mentioned sort of the length of the business, but that doesn't really tell us why you started this business and your really unique product. And again, we're going to talk some more about the products and the solutions that D&M and OneClickPix that you're offering. But why this? How did you get into it?
Well, my husband actually worked for a professional photo printer, another one that happened to have been located in Crown Point, Indiana. And the business got sold. And it got sold to a company that didn't run it the way that it had been run. It was always very service-oriented, and then all of a sudden, it wasn't very service-oriented anymore. Long story short, Mike left that company, and we just decided, hey, we're approaching 40 at that time, and the opportunities are now going to be what we make them.
Absolutely, and you're very passionate about what you do, and that's clear through your websites, which are beautiful websites. And I don't want to talk too much about the competition that's out there, but we do know that there are some large companies that do similar things, not quite with the same, I guess, dedication and focus on detail. But you have a blog on D&M Imaging. You have a blog on or some tips on OneClickPix, which really is relevant to a lot of our listeners. You're sharing people's memories, and you don't take that responsibility very lightly, do you?
We do not. The moments that we print for you, when we print your photographs, those are the moments that weave the whole fabric of your life. And you need to preserve those forever. And we're very cognizant of the fact that it's not just a photograph. It's actually your life that we're printing. And so we do that as best we can. We look at every image that comes in. Nothing goes out without us having actually eyed the color, eyed the density of the image to make sure that it's the absolute best that can be made from your digital file.
So, Paul, I want to talk about the process and the bit of, call it, the technology. Our listeners, surely it's Mother's Day, great timing, and I certainly want to continue that conversation over the next few minutes, talking about memories and talking about you know, all of the things that we're all so appreciative to our moms for. I know my mom and mother-in-law are listening on the air, so happy Mother's Day to everyone. So somebody listens to the program, they go on OneClickPix.com, they upload, I'm assuming they have the ability to upload their picture. Let's say it's not of the best quality, what would happen?
Well, that does happen, unfortunately. We do. Everybody's got a camera. Not everybody's a photographer, unfortunately. But everybody takes pictures, which is great. And those that are not as good as some of the other ones, we actually work with those images. All they have to do is ask us when they place an order, and it's just a. We've already got that built out there. Do you want us to look at your image and fix it? That's one of the questions we ask when we order, which, by the way, you can do from your telephone, from your pad, or from your laptop or desktop.
That's a huge differentiator where you're not just processing. You're not just, obviously, with people's permission, and people are telling you they want you to look at the pictures. They want you to help along in the process. But there's a person behind it, somebody that actually has memories of your own, and that's a big part of the business, which is really, really important. So I know what happens at OneClickPics.com stays at OneClickPics.com. But have you seen some pretty terrible pictures taken?
Well, we've seen some pretty terrible pictures submitted. It doesn't mean it was taken by the person who submitted them.
No judgments.
No judgments. But we can do a lot to fix them. So when something comes in and it's been taken on an iPhone and it's a very small file, you know, we'll do everything we can to make that file its absolute best. Or it's taken, somebody took it who took it in the bright sunlight and people are blown out. We do our best to bring down the shadows and to make everything better so that the density is there and we do what we can to recover whatever data was taken with that digital camera.
So we're broadcasting out of the beautiful WND studios here in Elk Grove Village. You're in Crown Point, Indiana. Your business is based in Crown Point, Indiana. But listeners from around the country that might be tuning into a podcast or something like that, are you able to service families and businesses all over?
We hit every state in the union, absolutely. We do a lot of orders come in. Every day, we send them out through the mail service and have them to people within 2 to 3 days. That's for the most part across the country.
Oh, fantastic. Well, certainly people don't want to wait too long. I was just walking through a store, and I was reminded that very soon after Mother's Day comes Father's Day. So that's right around the corner. So people don't wait too long. We're going to be right back after this very quick break. We're going to talk a little bit more about the professional side of the business. We're going to talk a little bit about again, the story behind OneClickPics and why you're doing what you're doing, and perhaps some tips for families, tips for moms that are out there to make their memories last. We all have those memories. Again, happy Mother's Day to all of our listeners, and we'll be right back after this quick break.
Harry.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. We've been chatting with the founders of OneClickPics and D&M Imaging, fantastic small businesses based not too far from here. And we're thrilled to have Mike and Paula here in studio. So, Paula, before the break, we talked a little bit about OneClickPics and that personal attention that you are dedicating to every order that comes in. And indeed, you can take orders from around the country and get those orders shipped out to people within just a few days. Certainly plenty of time for Father's Day, which is right around the corner. But Paula, you've got a lot of great tips on your website about how to take great pictures and things like that. But for sons and daughters and cousins and family members and frankly anybody that has memories, what advice do you have for them about creative gifts that they can make and why, I guess, why are pictures important? Let's start with the basics.
That's a very good question. Why are pictures important? One of the things that I think really that we're not doing enough of right now is printing pictures. We're going to end up with an age that nobody has a picture to remember of because it's all on social media. And you think, hey, it's on social media. It's safe. It's great. However, technology changes, and certainly in our business, we're very cognizant of that because every 2 years, we're looking at brand new softwares and brand new ways of doing business because the technology is moving so quickly. So if you've ever tried to open a DOS document recently, you may find that the software that opens that document is now gone. And that my concern is the same thing will happen with photographs. We're used to viewing them as JPEGs. And what happens when the software that allows us to view JPEGs is no longer the software that we're using? All of those memories that you've stored right now digitally are not going to be available to you. So can you imagine losing the pictures of your child's first birthday?
Point well taken.
Or
you're absolutely right. And it's important to save those, to print those pics. And I know printing pics is only a part of what you do at OneClickPics.com. And of course, we'll make sure to share that website multiple times before we bid you adieu. But you also print a lot of other gifts and a lot of other ways to share memories.
That's true. One of the hot items at the moment is pictures that are printed on aluminum. We call them pictures on metal because metal is an aluminum. And so you can actually have your picture printed right on metal. It makes images pop. It makes
my
colors
vibrant.
My wife
has told me that the only type of metal is the one with a diamond at the end of it.
She's got a good point there. Okay. I agree with that. And to that end, we do have diamond prints. So that is one of our product lines. It is exclusive to OneClickPicks.com. A diamond print is a print that we print on a metallic paper. It's not a metal print, but it's on metallic paper. And we actually emboss it so that the print just sparkles and shines.
And that is exclusive to you guys. And
that is our product.
All of your work that's being done, who's doing it? tell us a little bit about the behind-the-scenes look of the operation.
Absolutely. Well, we have myself and my husband who are there every day. And if you call, we will answer the phone. And we do believe very strongly that if we need to talk to the people who are using our product, who are purchasing our product. So we answer the phones when you call. There is no press one for somebody else. It's going to be me who answers the phone, or it's going to be Mike who answers the phone.
We're stuck with you.
You're stuck with us.
We're stuck with you. So our listeners that have questions, just need advice and ideas, perhaps not the most creative men. We know that men can use some ideas for birthdays and Mother's Days and all those sort of things. They can call and they could talk to a mom, and they could talk to somebody that has some good advice to share, which is certainly important. Let's talk about D&M Imaging, as you said, the professional side of the business. Same story behind how you got started. Obviously, you're dealing with families and individuals, but photographers.
Right, professional photographers on that side of the business. On the professional side of the business, that was actually where we started. That's where we jumped off and the professional end of things. It was a business that we already knew, so it was easy to get into. But, of course, in time, we realized there's also a big public out there that needs to be addressed. So on the professional side, things are just a little bit different because the nomenclature is different. Professional photographers are used to printing pictures. They're used to putting pictures on canvas, and they're used to putting pictures on acrylic and on metal and things like that. So the nomenclature is a little bit different than it is on the retail side, where we sort of make it much easier to order. And on the professional side, we're using things that the public probably would not be as familiar with.
But the same sort of products that might be available, and again, same great team, the Mike and Paula team behind the scenes that professional photographers can reach out to you and curious the reaction around the country. Are there, you know, there's the big guys that are out there. I implied that earlier in the program. Folks, I'm sure have come to appreciate the small business and entrepreneurial approach and the innovative approach. You mentioned some products that are exclusive to you. Have you developed some good relationships with photographers and families?
Oh, we absolutely have. There's nothing better than having somebody come into the store and walk out with a huge smile on their face, just so happy with the work that we provided them. Because they come in with images sometimes that aren't the best. These are people who are not professional photographers, that is. And they come with images that need help, and they walk out very happy. Or they come up in with an old photo that has been eaten away because it wasn't stored properly. They stuck it in the basement and moisture got to it or whatever, and they would like to restore it because this is a picture of mom or of grandma who is no longer with us. And they're just so delighted when they walk out, and we've done everything we can to make it the best possible image for them.
And what a great story. And while we've been talking, my wife joined me here in studio, so I certainly want to make sure that we will be coming out to visit you guys in Crown Point, Indiana. I know you have a nice little retail location over there, but you don't need to actually go out to Crown Point. You could actually visit the website. Paula, we're running out of time. We've got just under a minute remaining. How can folks find you online? How can they contact you if they want to talk about some ideas or if they want to learn more about the story of D&M Imaging and One Click Picks?
D&M Imaging is dmimaging.net, and One Click Picks is oneclickpix.com. And either of those, both of those have contact pages on there. We encourage you to call us. We do great on the phone, and it's a lot easier than email sometimes.
Absolutely. Well, what a great story. Paula, thank you so much for joining us here in studio. Mike, thank you for accompanying along the way. And we wish a happy Mother's Day to all of our listeners, but especially our family, mom and mom-in-law. We wish you a happy Mother's Day. Thanks for all that you do. And check out our guest's fantastic website, One Click Picks and D&M Imaging. We'll be right back after this quick break. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. Have you ever thought about being an excellent manager? I sure have, and I know a lot of our listeners do regularly as well. We own a business. We want to make sure that the people that are working for us actually like working for us. So we want to be an excellent manager. Let me tell you about some of the steps. Every manager we know hits some bumps in the road while racking up their experience. You know your team has come up short on a project, you're over budget, perhaps you're understaffed and your team is burning out while struggling to keep up. How you work through those situations, including your behavior, attitude, and actions, can be as telling as the outcome. Are you a mediocre manager or an awe-inspiring one? Number one is regarding communication. If you're really good at communication, that's a sign that you are an excellent manager. Number two is when you know your team and you are patient. That's right. Those are really, really important. You also have to make sure that you're sharing the information that goes into making key management decisions. You know, I tell my clients all the time that only half of success is actually doing the work. The other half is communicating that you're doing the work. And the same goes on the management side as well. Even if you're not the one actually performing the functions or actually delivering the client services, you have to communicate with your team and make sure that they know what is going on behind the scenes at the company. These are all signs of a great manager. You have to capitalize and appreciate your team members. Keep in mind that when you employ people, generally speaking, you're either employing them because you don't want to do the work or because they can do it better than you. Chances are in your workplace, you have a few people that actually are doing a fantastic job better than you can in whatever function it may be. Make sure you're appreciating them. Make sure you're saying thank you and make sure you're giving them credit for the success. Perhaps if you're in a company meeting, even if you're just a few people within the store or within the company and you say, kudos to Joe for doing a fantastic job on project XYZ. That is the sign of an excellent manager. And make sure you're being flexible and open-minded. You have to understand that your way is not the only way. You're willing to hear out alternative solutions made by other team members, whether they're higher or lower than you on the food chain. You also have to make sure you're exercising humility and honesty. Your employees see you as a human being that has made mistakes, learns from these errors, and prospers from the experiences because you talk about them and you share what you've learned, not just the ones you've made in the past, but the ones you continue to learn from today. Your employees know you do not feel more important than them and that you value each position in the organization as it contributes to the success of the whole. They value your honest feedback because they know that you're interested in their growth and are excited for them to learn from any individual or team success and failures. That's right. We know that there will be successes and we know that there will be failures, and you're in it as a team. You're in it as a partnership. You might be the head of that partnership, but that means that you need to appreciate and value and communicate with each and every single person that's involved in the team effort. That's right. Your business tip of the week can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM560 The Answer. And you could download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomkline.com. Lots of great tips, lots of networking events, lots of opportunities, including some information from our sponsors at Tandem HR, Your Solution Center. So much great employment tips, management tips, including those that we shared here on the program today. Check out their fantastic website, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. And be sure to check out all of our guests' websites that you heard on the air today, including my good friend Tom Arabali, right here in studio. We talked a little bit about some of his insurance options, and he is indeed the expert on all of those plans. Check out my website for links, shalomkline.com, where you can also find out about a fantastic speed networking event that's coming up at the Metropolitan Club in downtown Chicago. You don't want to miss that one. It's coming up in just a few short weeks, and space is limited. But until next week, we'll talk again all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Check out our sponsors, tandemhr.com, and download the podcast and perhaps share it. We've had over 350 guests on over the past many years. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday, 6 p.m. right here on 560 The Answer. Have a great weekend.